This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armenia said it would recognize the Palestinian state Friday, prompting Israel to summon its ambassador for what the foreign ministry described as a severe reprimand. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is reacting to the hostilities between Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group and Israel, after Hezbollah's leader said it has new weapons and intelligence capabilities that could help it target more critical positions deeper inside Israel in case of an all-out war.
The United Nations Security Council
overwhelmingly... The people of the region and the people of the world cannot afford Lebanon to become another Gaza. The parties must urgently recommit to the full implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701 and immediately return to cessation of hostilities.
Also from Guterres, he said that Russia must abide by U.N. sanctions on North Korea after the two countries signed a deal that included a mutual defense pledge.
There are sanctions approved by the Security Council in relation to the DPRK. Any relationship with the DPRK, including the Russian Federation, must entirely abide by those sanctions.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the agreement vowing mutual defense with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on a state visit to Pyongyang. Israel has established a corridor for the delivery of aid into southern Gaza, but a declared tactical pause in its war with Hamas has brought little relief to desperate Palestinians. The United Nations and international aid organizations say a persistent breakdown in law and order has rendered the aid route unusable. Thousands of truckloads of aid are piled up at the Kerem Shalom crossing. Groups of armed Palestinians are regularly blocking convoys, holding drivers at gunpoint, and rifling through the cargo. This is VOA News. Ukraine is experiencing rolling blackouts as Russia intensified targets and targeted energy infrastructure over the past 3 months. Residents and businesses of Kyiv are adapting to the absence of electricity using generators, power banks, and flashlights, and even recalculating their bathroom visits. The damage inflicted to the country's power system has left millions feeling about Ukraine's ability to meet the national electricity demand when the cold season returns. The death toll from torrential rains and landslides in El Salvador has now risen to at least 19. The number includes 6 victims from Friday when 2 girls and 4 adults died after being buried in their homes. A weather system along Guatemala's Pacific coast and another in the Gulf of Mexico developed Tropical Storm Alberto. It brought saturating rains to southern Mexico and Central America. The Civil Protection Authorities of El Salvador issued a red alert, and the country's Congress declared a state of national emergency for 15 days because of severity of the rains. AP correspondent Charles Iledesma reports an extremely wealthy Hinduja family has now been cleared of serious human trafficking charges.
Supreme Court justices ruled 8-1 in favor of a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners. The justices reversed a ruling from the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans that had struck down the law. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the court and said, "The law uses common sense and applies only after a judge determines that an individual poses a credible threat of physical violence." This is the justice's first Second Amendment case since they expanded gun rights in 2022.
That's AP correspondent Aya Panjwani reporting. A relentless heat wave continues to bake most of the United States, with numerous areas expected to see record-breaking temperatures. Forecasters were also warning that there would likely be little relief through the weekend for most areas. The steamiest conditions on Friday were expected in parts of Ohio and Indiana, where heat indexes were expected to soar past 100 degrees Fahrenheit and remain there for most of the day. But now, the Midwest was not only the area being baked, as heat and excessive heat warnings and advisories have been issued across the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, and in some western states. Millions of residents across the country have had their lives disrupted by the heat's intensity. About 14,000 homes and businesses remained without power late Friday morning in Oakland County, a suburban area north of Detroit, following storms that cut power to about 75,000 homes and businesses. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.